No FOMO, no mo. Play a board game review for me.
Now playing a board game review recorded by the Swarmcast Podcast.
Robo Junkyard by Evans Games. For 2 to 4 players, ages 8 and up, plays in 25 to 45 minutes. Robo Junkyard is a fast-paced game about getting rid of all your cards, junk, faster than all the other robots. Throw junk into a pile, push the pile in front of other robots, or blow up the pile entirely. Do what it takes to get those shiny victory credits.
Yum. So the robots sitting at this table, we have Robot Evil Tim.
Beep, boop, beep.
Robot Chaotic Neutral Calvin.
Beep, 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 boop, boop.
Robot True Neutral Ruby.
Beep.
And I guess, Evil Robot John. Actually, no, I don't have a mustache.
Nope, no mustache.
No mustache. No mustache, therefore I'm not an evil robot.
Only people that notice that, me and Amy.
Isn't that weird? So, anyways, so this game, as Ruby says, Robo Junkyard. So before we get into our regular part of the route, let's throw a little caveat here. This is based off of a reviewer copy that we got for a game that's coming out on Kickstarter February 25th. So hopefully by the time you guys are listening to this, it will either just be coming to Kickstarter or it'll be coming soon, and you can go back it.
Yeah.
So that being said,
we're going to start out with a little new category. Mm-hmm. Would you recommend it, and would you buy it?
Yep.
So.
All right. So, guys, would you recommend Robo Junkyard?
Recommend? Yeah. I would recommend it, and I probably will definitely look into the Kickstarter when it comes out. So.
Okay.
I'm on the fence. Mine's a maybe.
Okay. despite what our playing, the game actually may have seemed, I would recommend this game. All right. And would you buy it?
Not particularly. It's not really.
It's not your type of
thing. It's not my deck of cards.
It's not your deck of cards. It's not your pile of junk, as it were.
Yes.
Okay.
And like I said, I would probably will because I get my nieces and nephews, mm-hmm. and they're like, I feel like this would really work out well for them. So
okay,
I would not, but I don't like super competitive games, and this can get very cutthroat.
And I'm kind of on the fence on it too. So, but Calvin's going to do it, so that's great.
One out of four approve.
That being said, I will definitely check out the Kickstarter because I'm curious what sort of.
At the very least, what sort of components are going to be? We'll put in $1.
You throw in some robot meeples into this, and
we're a sucker for meeples.
You've got me sold on it. That being said, it definitely does not need robot meeples.
It does not.
So, what do you call a group of meeples?
Meeply? That's irrelevant to this.
Well, Tim, meeples is plural already.
Does not compute.
All right, so let's get into our normal categories here for this review of Robo Junkyard.
All right.
So what's some good we can say about Robo Junkyard?
The art was kind of cute.
Uh-huh. Art was very cute.
The fact that each different robot had like a special thing was cool.
Yeah.
I agree. Those were some cool stuff. I think once we started playing, we got the hang of the game. It played pretty quickly.
Yeah, it went pretty fast.
Mm-hmm. Well, once we got into it, it went pretty fast.
The
and setup was easy for each round.
Right.
Yeah.
This is gonna sound weird. If this is actually the way that the game comes, the size of the box and everything, it's a nice smaller sized box. The cards fit in it well. I think it's an appropriate size. A lot of games these days go too big, and then you have these weird inserts on the inside.
I don't know what you're talking about, Ruby.
I like the size of the box.
It's a smaller box. Yeah.
I like the game. I think the game plays well. Mm-hmm. It's just I know me, and I do get a little competitive and mean with them, with skipping people and you know.
Okay.
And the flogging and the screaming.
Right. Go ahead.
Oh, well, if unless you're...
No, I'm good.
What were we talking about?
Good.
Good.
Yeah. So Ruby's good. Ruby, you're good. Led into our next category, which is what about bad? What can we say that's bad for Robo Junkyard?
Personally, I think maybe the red and the pink are a little too similar in color, but because the robots are different, it's easy enough to tell them apart. since the cards on the backs.
Yes.
But if you're looking from a distance color-wise, they're a little close. So the only thing really distinguishing them are the actual robots.
Okay. Okay.
You know, those people that always complain about color blindness.
The color blindness. Yeah. Yeah. Right. So having the different shapes
really helps.
I will say, in my bad corny, the initial round going into this without knowing what the rules was seemed kind of clunky at first.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know for my gut, I said it played really quick we got past that first round. Because once we all got the hang of, oh, this is what these cards do.
Right.
Right.
It got a lot easier because in that first round, I had a card where it's like, you get to do this thing. And I was like, well, if I knew what any of these cards did, this might mean a whole lot more to me.
Right. Or reveal the hand.
Right. And I don't know if I want to see all seven cards in someone's hand and what that's actually going to do for me.
Right. I do have another bad.
All right.
So it's kind of a bad, kind of a good, kind of another. Every robot has one card, at least one card that has a star, which means it's unique to that robot.
Yeah.
And that number, so that number is different for every robot, but each ability for those robots are different, and it definitely seems like different robots' unique specials are not balanced per se.
Yeah.
Like the yellow robot just plays as a number 9, you can only play it alone, and it does the same thing as a normal number 9.
Yeah, doesn't feel like there's anything special added. It was more like you added a restriction to it.
Yeah, right. I had no idea what yours actually was.
It was, I could look at the collection again.
But he had to only play it alone.
But I could only play it alone.
Weird. Whereas, like, the pink robot was... Yeah.
The pink robot was really good if you got it early on.
Right.
Because it lets you pick up that...
Because it lets you pick up all your extra cards. Extra cards and it can give you kind of an idea what you had in the
stash.
In the stash.
And the blue players let you take an extra turn.
Yeah, and the red lets you do...
you could dish out more cards.
If there were cards in the pile, I could... Give them out to the other players.
So it's like some of them seemed a little better. I think blues and pinks were probably the better of the two. Nines, I didn't quite understand how that was a bonus or a good thing.
So funny, listeners might not think this is funny, but I'm looking at it as like if Calvin and I switch mics, we would have mics, our mics would end up with the color of the robots we were playing.
Oh, sort of.
Yeah. Well, you were playing pink.
I was playing blue.
I was pink.
Oh.
There'd be more.
Well, heck with you guys.
We just have to be like.
Tim's got the right mic.
That's why I picked yellow.
Some rotation around.
Anyway. Okay, so the powers could have.
I mean, they weren't. I don't think any of them were detrimental. That you had for yours, Tim.
Yeah, well.
The normal number 9 card lets you look at the hold cards, essentially. Right.
Mine was another one of those.
It was a number 9. Only play it alone. Oh. And he could only play it by itself.
Okay.
But it also happened to be a number 9.
It also happened to be a number 9.
Which is
which is what that normal is.
Best cards, number-wise in the game.
Well, yes.
Huh.
So.
Weird.
It was a little odd.
Weird.
Yeah.
All right.
The effect wasn't great, but it was something of a trump card, so.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, is there anything else we want to say in this category?
No. Even for everything bad we said, it really weren't. They weren't bad, no, they weren't, per se. Right.
I think, and again, because I have younger kids around me immediately, I think it's probably why I'm more leaning towards getting this.
I gotcha. Yeah. I gotcha.
I don't see a group of
our aged
individuals just be like, you know what? Let's go play some Robot Junkyard.
Yeah, it does feel like something more
younger age. But
we had some serious smack talking.
We did. It was an enjoyable game. It's not something I would say, no, I wouldn't play. It's definitely I'll sit down and play with you.
Right.
And for some players, if you were in my circumstance where you just kept, like, I don't want to say losing, but not winning every time. On that last round, it was like, that last round to me felt like, it doesn't kind of matter what I do. As soon as any of you guys get a point,
right,
game's over. And even if I get all the points, which I did, I still wouldn't win. I'm still going to be way behind you guys. There was no chance for me to like try to catch up or anything like that.
Right.
But I also, in my bad category, I kind of throw the skip thing in there. I'm not a big fan of anything that makes someone skip their turn.
Yeah,
I agree with that one.
All right, but that being said, it didn't skip for very long.
No.
And we had some interesting stuff chain off of that.
Which does explain why the way that the mechanic is for the scoring.
Uh-huh.
It also explains why it's a 25 to 45 minute game. So if you go out very quickly, if the first person goes out
out for very long.
Right. You get 2 points and then everyone else divvies out to see who gets 1 point apiece.
Right.
And then, but if, for example, like when I was like, hey, how do we win again? And you're like, well, go out. So I was like, oh, so it can be 3 turns or.
Right. 3 turns at least.
Yeah. Is minimum. Or it was what? 4?
Well, I guess 6 turns at the most.
No, because
someone's always getting 2 points.
Oh, you're right. So, yeah.
5 turns.
5, maybe? 4. 4 or 5? Well.
Whatever.
Either way.
Minimum of 3 turns if the same person wins first time every time.
You guys do the math and let us know. Yeah. Horncastpodcast@gmail.com.
Well, is there anything other?
Okay, so this is our other category for this game.
I know, we kind of veered around. We already said
it's really cute, colorful.
Another thing is, if you actually look at the cards, it's basically like looking at the junkyard as it's going into sunset.
Yeah. No, that's true. Yeah, the higher the value, the closer.
No, it's just the different cards.
The different.
Oh. Because like mine was daybreak, like during the day.
So each robot had a different kind of.
Yeah.
They had their own.
It's shift work.
Neat. We're working in shifts.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Getting rid of the junk now chunk.
Completely lost my
train. Yeah.
So as far as the other, I already mentioned this thing comes out on the Kickstarter on February 25th. We did have a note of a couple changes that are going to be in our review copy versus the one that comes out on Kickstarter.
Mm-hmm.
They actually have no actual impact on the gameplay or such that we did.
Mm-hmm.
One of them is that the robots are all going to be named, but that's going to be something the Kickstarter backers are going to get to choose from.
That's cool.
So instead of saying the pink robot, the yellow robot, they're going to have
actual names.
I don't really know what those are going to be.
The red one should be Clyde. So if you're out there and you're going to back this,
help me out here.
Don't forget Pinky.
Clyde.
Right. So if nothing else, check it out on Kickstarter. Throw a buck at it or something so that you can vote on the names for these robots.
Yeah.
Because that'd be pretty cool.
What's the other thing?
The other thing is the robot has a QR code and it tells you that there's a 3-minute long how to play video.
Mm-hmm.
And in the note here, it says it actually is about a little bit over 5 minutes. So in my opinion, the difference between 3 minutes and a 5-minute video is negligible to me. some of you more hardcore board gamers that might be, you might be like 5 minutes as opposed to 3. God, table flip. In which case, I don't know. Your game's waiting for you out in the parking lot.
On fire.
On fire. Yeah.
I think that's actually a neat thing nowadays. The newer games, they start to do these QR codes and play how to play videos, or they put those type, not just QR codes, but they put how to play videos out there. So that also helps a lot with the rules.
Mm-hmm.
So it doesn't take you as long to slog through reading. Not that the rule book was long per se. It just sometimes seeing something, people are more visual learners than they are.
I will say this: going through the rule book, it wasn't a huge rule book. It read pretty well. It wasn't confusing. It did have a little FAQ thing in it, but I don't think we actually had to.
We looked at it once just to verify we were doing it the right way.
Just to verify. Wait, well, whose turn is it this way? Because there is an interesting mechanic where if Ruby can't play a card, she picks up that pile, and instead of going to the next person, it goes back to the person who played right before her.
So it's a tactical strategy on how to get rid of your cards.
Right. So it's got some nice little strategy and tactic in there, too. So all in all, Robo Junkyard by Evans Games. I think I said that right.
You did. Yep.
Check it out on Kickstarter, February 25th, I think I said.
Mm-hmm.
It's a fun, cute little game. It's got really cute art on it. And it plays within its time frame.
It does. Always impresses me.
Yeah, it does. It does everything it sets out to do. So that's good. Beep, beep.
Beep.
Beep. Beep.
Check out SwarmcastPodcast.com for more board game reviews.